Robert Mueller gave eagerly awaited testimony to America's Congress at a public hearing. The man who investigated links between Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian officials did not stray far from the findings of his report published in April, but he rejected the president's claim that it completely exonerated him.
The Senate confirmed Mark Esper as America's new defense secretary following the derailment of Patrick Shanahan's nomination last month. Mr. Esper received broad bipartisan support in the Senate, though a smattering of Democrats raised concerns about his former job as a lobbyist for a weapons company.
A resolution opposing an attempt to boycott Israel picked up huge Democratic support and passed the House of Representatives by 398-17. That marked a stinging defeat for the movement to boycott Israel advanced by newly elected progressives.
Ricardo Rossello became the first governor of Puerto Rico to resign after 2 weeks of ever larger protests triggered by the leak of sexist, homophobic and violent text messages that he exchanged with government officials. One of the offending texts mocked victims of Hurricane Maria, making reference to cadavers and crows.
South Korea accused Russian aircraft of violating its airspace during a joint military exercise with China. The alleged incursion happened near disputed islands in the Sea of Japan, which are claimed by both Japan and South Korea. Russia denied the incursion.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan visited the White House. Donald Trump boasted that he could wipe out Afghanistan, an American ally, and to India's horror, offered to mediate in the long-standing dispute over Kashmir.
Japan's ruling Liberal Democrats won a majority of seats in the upper house of parliament at an election, but failed to secure the supermajority required to change the country's pacifist constitution, a long-held goal of Shinzo Abe, the prime minister.
Li Peng, a former prime minister of China, died aged 90. A Venezuelan fighter jet aggressively shadowed an American Navy reconnaissance plane over the Caribbean Sea, according to Southern Command, which runs American military operations in Latin America. Venezuela claimed the Navy plane had strayed into its airspace.
The power went off again in 16 of Venezuela's 23 states. In the capital, Caracas, the blackout caused huge traffic jams. The government blamed an electromagnetic attack.
Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro chose Marcelo Javier da Silva, a federal police officer, to lead the government's Indian Affairs Department, FUNAI. Indigenous groups criticized the appointment. As FUNAI's ombudsman in 2017, Mr. da Silva had asked the police to take persecutory measures against activists. Separately, Mr. Bolsonaro said he would review data on the deforestation of the Amazon before their release, because the figures could hurt Brazil's image.